State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar says it's up to Governor Walker to change his stance on limiting collective bargaining, so he's not sure when the so-called Wisconsin 14 will return.
I could come back today, right now, if he would simply recognize that we're on his side on the items that he proposed regarding the budget. We're there. But we cannot forsake 50 years of workers' rights.
Jauch says this has been an exhausting standoff for everyone, including their families.
People are calling my home and swearing at my wife, and most of them are living in South Dakota and Texas, and not sure they could find Wisconsin on a map.
He says he's gotten about 6,000 emails of support from residents in his district and about 350 against. Meanwhile, Jauch says he and his colleagues are paying for their own expenses.
My wife traveled to Northern Illinois to bring me a suitcase full of clothes. Give me some cash. It's been very hard. This is not fun. I'm a problem solver. I want government to work.
The Democratic senators may have to call Northern Illinois home for a while longer. Walker has turned down a compromise by Republican State Senator Dale Schultz that would make removal of collective bargaining temporary. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.